All right, Tuesday mornings, we always check in with the folks at MCCSE, and today is no different. They are back in school, so we're back in action on Tuesdays. And we check in with Deb Prinkert. She's the principal at Clear Creek Elementary. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to get my voice back together, so we'll see how that works out. I guess I didn't have enough turkey to soothe my soul over the long holiday weekend, but we'll get back in action. You had a nice holiday at Clear Creek. It's never long enough. We know that. But everybody was back yesterday. Were there smiling faces? Are the kids excited to get back after that long week break?
Absolutely. It was great to see everyone, and we had a wonderful day yesterday.
Well, that's good to hear. And as we wrap up, heck, we only have, what, this week, next week, and the week after? 3 weeks before the Christmas vacation hits. But you've had a busy fall. Tell us about your digital citizenship program, if I can say that quickly five times. I'd get a prize.
It's a mouthful.
It is, but it's fun.
Well, we're really excited. You know, with all of our technology initiatives in Monroe County Community School Corporation, we're fortunate to have technology at our fingertips, but we also feel a responsibility to talk to the students about digital citizenship curriculum. So we've been focusing on, at each grade level, a different topic. And, you know, as early as kindergarten, talking about going places safely on, you know, when you're on technology, staying safe online, private and personal information, the power of our words. Those are the type of lessons that we're talking to our students about, and being an upstanding citizen. And we're excited because we think, you know, these are tools that will serve them well, not only now, but throughout their future.
And how does the technology part come into that, or the digital part?
So obviously, you know, students start looking up information online, especially in the upper grades, as they're doing research and reports, and we want to make sure they're searching safely and able to tell, you know, what's credible resources out there, and, you know, making sure that they have access to safe places and understand what types of stuff, again, to share or not share online. And we're actually even on December 10th at 6 o'clock, we're doing a presentation for our families as well. Our literacy coach, Gina Stancombe, is helping take the lead on that. And so we're going to have a nice program in the evening for families to come and learn about, you know, online safety and digital citizenship as well.
Yeah, the Internet's not going anywhere, so we might as well find out how to manage it the best we can. You're not going to keep them off there. So let's give them the tools to point them in the right direction. I think that's an excellent program. Deb Prinkert's our guest this morning. She's the principal at Clear Creek Elementary. How many years have you been down at Clear Creek, Deb?
This is my third year as the principal, and it's a great, great community. We have wonderful families and great partnerships with community businesses and the corporations nearby as well.
And you have another cool program that's going on that has to do with physical fitness. Tell us all about what's happening there.
Yeah, so we're excited. We have had the opportunity to win the MCCSC Healthy Schools Challenge at Clear Creek.
Very nice.
Susan Dick is my amazing assistant principal at Clear Creek, and she's done so much work in this area as far as writing some grants for our school, and we've been able to get funding to do something called Food Art, which is really cool. We have a nutrition team of students who help lead this, and we focus on different fruits and vegetables and sharing with children the information on as to why it's healthy for their body. And then getting to create little, you know, artwork with the food and then letting them sample it. So that's something that's pretty exciting. We're also setting up a movement lab in our school, which is allowing them to have some brain breaks throughout the day and be able to get their brain a break and get some movement going on in their day in addition to the recess that they already have.
Well, yeah, because the brain's just as important as the body, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and we want to make sure.
I mean, I wouldn't have any idea, but I hear about that all the time.
Yeah, it's exciting. So we have a lot of healthy school initiatives. We also have a garden club as well, and they've been very active this year. We had a very bountiful year full of fruits and vegetables, and our students help, you know, with that garden. They Mrs. Defoe, one of our teachers, and Miss Williams have taken the lead on that, and we have a huge group of students who have helped out with that this year.
Deb Prankert's our guest. She's the principal down at Clear Creek Elementary School, year number 3. And you have some leadership issues in a good way going on down there at Clear Creek. Tell us about how everybody gets involved in the leadership department.
Yeah, thanks. So one thing we do at Clear Creek, instead of having a student council or a student leadership team, which is what many schools do, we try to make sure that we have leadership opportunities for all students. And so our motto is Clear Creek Commons are leading the way, and we want to have leadership opportunities in a variety of ways. So, you know, we have something such as bus captains, where our sixth grade students help our younger kindergartners get on the bus each morning and afternoon. We also have recycling leaders that help take out our recycling items. Again, we have a nutrition team that I mentioned a little bit earlier with the food art and helping it to make PowerPoints to talk about healthy initiatives that are in exercise and food, nutrition of the various foods. We have a green team that does composting. We have a technology team that helps get our computer lab ready each day and make sure that our technology is up and going. And so we have just a variety of different clubs. We have an art club. They made a really cool mural on the side of one of our walls in our school. So, again, pretty much any interest that our kids have, if they come to us, we're going to let them help create a team for it and have a leadership opportunity within our building, because we feel it's important for everybody to have the chance to shine.
Yeah, not everybody can sit on a council or have on the board, or if you will, but if you keep them involved, it keeps them out of trouble, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it gives them that opportunity to lead, and we want that for every child.
Well, Deb, great job. It sounds like you guys are rocking down there. Semester one is almost in the books. Have a fantastic holiday season, and we hope to get caught up with you in the springtime to hear about all the great projects that are going on down there with the Comets at Clear Creek.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Deb Prinkert from Clear Creek Elementary, the principal down there. They're rocking. Clear Creek, that's just right down the street from me, but you can't find it. If you don't know where Clear Creek Elementary School is, you can't find it. That's the funny part. Kind of off the beaten path, but again, one of our MCCSE schools is doing great things, and we thank Deb for her time this morning.